Thank you, Mr. Chair, Excellency, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of the Central and Eastern Europe countries, allow me to start by thanking the Secretariat for providing an excellent services for the online regional meeting preparatory to the 19th session of CREEC. Its virtual format required additional efforts, refinement of technical solutions and personal mobilization. We would like to congratulate the Secretariat on successful G20 initiative and the organization of the high-level dialogue by the President of the UN General Assembly on desertification. The Central and Eastern Europe countries will be happy to support the successful implementation of these initiatives. CREEC 19 is an important event to take a stock and assess where we are on the right track with to achieve our goals. Land degradation neutrality, land restoration, mitigation of the negative effects of drought, and others. The pandemic has become the most serious challenge to humanity. It affected the level of the people's incomes, and now we need to make every effort to ensure that conservation and restoration of land becomes one of the main factors for improving human well-being, and the effects of drought have the least possible impact on it. We would like to thank the Secretariat and the Global Mechanism for the support provided to the Central and Eastern Europe countries in the process of setting and achieving national voluntary LDN targets. And we believe that the GM could play a greater role in helping countries to mobilize funding, building partnerships with traditional and new donors for accessing finance for transformative projects and programs. This would contribute to both the achievement of the LDN targets and the strengthening of the image on the UNCCD as a practice-oriented and effective international agreement. During the regional meeting, we heard a strong interest of some countries in the development of multi-country regional projects on drought and ecosystem restoration. This interest is based on the understanding that drought of ecosystem restoration should not be limited by the national boundaries. We look forward that GM will have adequate human and financial resources to respond to the needs of the countries. We would like to thank the IWG on drought for the great work undertaken so far. However, many countries are concerned with complexity of the report. In this exercise, it is very important to understand what kind of specific drought-related problems exist locally and globally, what are the mechanisms which already exist to address these problems, and what are the specific gaps which are not covered by the existing mechanism. We would like to see more clearly from the IWG report the analyze which of the existing international agreements and organization addresses each of these problems. In the process of implementation of the convention, it's also important to take into account gender issues. Gender equality issues are becoming an integral part of projects and programs to combat land degradation. Concerning the postponement of consideration of the reporting and review process to CREEC 20, we would like to emphasize the importance of timely support in the next reporting process provided to the countries by the Secretariat, the Global Mechanism, the Global Environmental Facility, UN Environmental Programme, and other partners. Distinguished delegates, in conclusion, I would like to emphasize that the Central and Eastern Europe countries are welcoming the organization of the session of the CREEC. We look forward to an enriching exchange of information and experiences that will serve a basis for decisions at the upcoming 15th session of the Conference of Parties and will make the implementation process of the convention more effective in actual global context. We wish all participants of CREEC 19 successful and fruitful work. Thank you for attention.